Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. All right, this is there's so much swearing in this that I've got to say something in advance, because otherwise everyone's going to, all they're going to hear is the swearing, and they're going to be, hey, there's so much swearing. Why did you have to swear so much? Because I, beep, beep, this thing made me so mad. This recording is like 20 years old, and I recorded it like right after this thing happened, and it was, the funny thing is there's all this swearing, tons of swearing. I bleeped it all out because you can't have swearing on the radio, but bleeping it just makes it, it makes it worse. I don't know why they think that bleeping it is suddenly it's not swearing. It's worse. It's more swearing than ever. But there's so much swearing in this thing. And it's, the funny thing is, it's about a religious experience I had. So, but the beep, people's reaction to it made me so beep, angry. And I don't even care about a religious experience. I don't care at all. I don't care at all about it. But they should have cared, and they didn't care. And so that the whole thing just made me so mad about what's their whole point of their whole beep beep way of living, of doing this kind of thing, being religious people and reacting like this. I had, you call it the blessed stigmata. And it was on, I woke up with it on Easter Sunday, and I had cut open spots on both hands. I truly have no idea how it happened. I can still show it to people, because I still have little marks there on my hands. I can show it to you sometime if I see you. But which that the fact that I still have it makes it not genuine stigmata, because the wound is supposed to go away. But who cares? I mean, it happened right before Easter Sunday. Big cuts on my hands. I have no idea how it happened. And anyone who's religious, I tell this to, they just have a real weird, beep, stupid reaction to it. They act all douchebaggy and stuff. And I just don't get it. This happened 20 years ago. It still makes me mad to talk about it. But anyway, this is just a cock and bull stigmata story.
But this is no cock and bull stigmata story. This is the real deal. Okay, they got up. They cut me. That's an ugly cut. I got an opened palm disorder from it. Okay.
Some guy with a hammer comes in, pounded on it. Yes. Just open the thing up. That's my sewage coming out. They just opened up like a big circus mouth, and just when we were, it was sewaged. Get it? Yeah, get back in your chair. This is no cock and bull stigmata story. This is the real McCoy. Sap.
So then, how do people do it? Like this. It'll open right up in front of you someday. On both hands. Something goes here about the family car. Snap at it and I'll be there. The real McCoy. So you wake up and the fat part's cut. Down by the thumbs. On both sides on Easter Sunday, and the mother light shone round about them. Circus mouths under their hands, and just and then these guys from across the street came over from across the street, and okay, and they just wouldn't believe it. And I said, just go to your damn bedroom and believe it. It's the real guy. Just don't poke at him, you know. They cut me. Okay? They cut me, and no one was there. I got sliced, and static sirens came out of one of it. And a froth. A foamy mother froth. Set? Yeah? Rip it to... The hammer came out. Slap, slap, you. Yeah, it's there. I got. Yeah, it's like a big thing. Yeah. It'll open this story, didn't it? This is the real story. This is the real big light. The real deal. They were there too, on both hands. You wake up and the light shone from across the street. Find out. They cut me. They cut me at the connection. Well, so who hypnotized me? Right? You know, who cut me? Real cut. A froth. A foamy mother. What with adjacent nerves to heal it? And she appeared there, pound on in front of you. So one of them, you know, like a big. Wait, the, you know, in your big front in your morning bed, and, you know, explain that naturally, you know. And, you know, like somehow April 17th, 1996 came and just pounded on it. Like this. Baby there. The real blood. The received blood. Stigmatic trick. Sufferings and special admission that Easter. So, that, you know, when things coming out, coming the real, you know, Quinn McCoy. Like a big, big circus mouth. Static, and the sirens came out. Caused it to emote and, or, you know, rip it out. That's how I showed it to them in the back of the church that morning. Look at my hands. Looky. Looky. Things coming out, huh? You want to be a part? Get back in your fucking chair! That's how the tubes got hollered out, okay? Okay? That's how I, showed it to some in the back of the church that morning, okay? Yeah, Easter Sunday, April 17th, 1996. Your hands together on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Put your hands together. Yeah. Yeah. Put your hands together on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Put them together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Gushy, gushy. Yeah! Now I just want to hit him back! Yeah! Yeah! Put your hands together! Like that! Yeah! 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 Like that! Yeah! I then regenerated the tissue. Except, it was a scab instead of a baby. Except, it was a slice instead of a named condition. Except, the slice got super fun and freaked out some people down the hallway. Yeah, the slice got super fun and freaked out some people down the hallway. Except, I put my hands together and felt it before anyone else. You know. I woke up. And looked at him on the toilet. I looked at him on the toilet bowl, yeah! Well, you know, some guy from the, some guy from the, you know, the hardware store must have come and pounded on it, or that, you know. Then I regenerated it, you know. So, I regenerated it. Yeah, I regenerated it. I regenerated it. Yeah. Yeah. I regenerated it. 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 Except first I put my hands together and felt it. Regenerated. Bled. Like sliced bread. Yeah, it bled like sliced bread. What did it bleed like? It bled like sliced bread. Okay? bled like sliced bread. So what did it bleed like? It bled like sliced bread, okay? And that's not, you know, I mean, that was, you know, that guy was... It bled. What did it bleed like? It bled like sliced bread. What did it bleed like? Okay? What did it bleed like? What did it bleed like? It bled like sliced bread. Yeah. Okay.
Horror bread arcs! This bled like sliced bread. Horror bread arcs! This sliced bread. Horror bled like... This bread. Now,
Bead, I remind you, this is no cock and bull stigmata story. This is the real deal. It bled like sliced bread. This is the real deal. This is the thirst. This is the thirst. The ha-ha. Okay? This is the thirst. This is the ha-ha. The ha ha ha. So, all right. This, see here, this is no cock and bull stigmata story. Pumped it. What? It pumped it. No, never mind.
Yeah!
It pumped it. Yeah! A rip in the fabric like that. Yeah! Cock and bull. Look at him. Look at him and tell me it's not the real deal. The real deal. So I had him, and I showed him to the guy. This guy. Was, you know, he was supposed to, you know, he was supposed to know about them, or that's what, no. He didn't know about them, just drank me to death. So I had him emphasized. All right, see, I had, it, and he didn't have it. Well, I mean, he thought it was a cock and buck, you know, stigmata ball. But I showed him he was wrong. I made him work it in an old falsetto by the Vox Humana on the oak and granite. On the oak and granite. Friends, Humana. Easter Sunday, 1/9/9/6. background total.
This, okay, is, or it, no, is no slimy cast background total. This is no slimy cast background total. No black magic for snotty adults. See? This is the lead. The real lead. See? This is the, you know, the lead. This is the real lead. So, well, how did it split it? How did it? How'd you get the stink out? Oh, yeah, with the stigmatic trick. Oh, yeah. That's how you got the, how'd you get the stink out? You know, with the stigmatic trick, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, are you? Are you getting a little tired of it? A little tired of the sales pitch, maybe? Well, yeah. You can, are you getting a little tired of it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, are you getting a little tired of the sales pitch? Well, then why don't you reach up here and feel my wounds, you... Look at these f***ing things! I mean, look at these f***ing things! Look at these f***ing things! Look at them! Look at these f***ing things! Look at them! Look at these f***ing things! Huh? Huh? Look at them! Look at these f***ing things! Look at them! God damn! Look at these f***ing things! Look at them! Look at them! Look at these f***ing things! Huh? Huh? Look at them! Look at these f***ing things! But at some point, I'm gonna probably have a, you know, like a medical photographer probably should take pictures of them. So, they know how to light it and stuff. So they'll, take pictures of these, you know. They'll know how to light them up to show the, white from the bite in the middle of blah blah blah. Some guy comes with a hammer, blah 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 blah. Just open the thing up. Blah. Like this. Blah blah blah. Both hands on Easter in front of you. Blah blah blah. Right in front of you on both hands. Yeah, on Easter. Blah blah blah. And I got sliced and blah 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 blah. A full me mother froth. Or, yeah, well, she appeared, you know, she appeared to, you know, pound on in front of you, or, I don't know, okay, see, I don't know, 4/17/96, 4/17/9, blah blah. Blah blah. I got a special admission on Easter. Things coming out. Blah, 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 blah. The real McCoy. So I showed it to them that morning. Look at my hands. Looky, looky. Do you want to blah, blah?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how the tubes got hollered out, okay? Face.
That's how I looped it to those motherfuckers on Easter Sunday.
April 17th, 1996!
Well, that's the end of it. And, you know, 20 plus years ago, what, 96, 2006, 22 years ago, and I'm still mad about the whole thing. Hope I don't run into any religious people, because I'll show it to them, and I'll show it to them today, 22 years ago. I still got the scars there. I'll show it to you if I see you. And hopefully you're not one of them, because, you know, just look at my hands and just say what you see, but don't get all f***ed up about it, because beep you if you can't listen to this. So anyway, sorry for all the swearing, but that's just how you have to tell a story like this. Whatever. Okay. Beep you. Sorry. Second. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.